I hereby introduce to you, Mr. Michael Veazey.
Hello and welcome to Mindset Monday series. This is a new series for the podcast that I'm very happy to present. In fact, it is not Monday when I'm recording this, nor will it be when it goes live. So I'm already behind the curve, but rather than rush something out to you that wasn't thought through, I've tried to create a thoughtful content framework for the entire autumn for Amazing FBA. So we're going to be covering basically four areas, three of which are the classic ones that I'm comfortable with and teach, and is, I think, the main philosophy behind Amazing FBA. Is very simple. It's not even a philosophy, really, but I suppose you have to put things in those terms for the internet, which is number one, niche, number two, source, and number three, launch. So in other words, niche is find out what people want, or product research, as people call it in the Amazon space. Number two is sourcing, go get it from China or from the USA or UK, wherever it is. Number three, sell it to them. Or market it to them, you know, get it out there, launch it, whatever you want to say. So that is the main framework. Now I'm adding in a fourth element, which is mindset. What the hell does that even mean? And why am I doing that? Well, I'm going to explore that in a little presentation that I'm putting forward, a little keynote presentation, or PowerPoint, if you prefer, if you're a PC type person. So a bit of a new experiment. It's a lot of work for me. I hope it works for you. And is useful. If it is, then give me some feedback, because I don't want to create things in isolation that are a lot of work if nobody's going to, you know, find it helpful. I was about to say nobody appreciates it, but that means it's about me. And it's not about me, it's about you. If it's helpful to you, then that means it's worth me producing it. If it isn't, then I'll stop. So give me feedback if this interests you, and I'll do more of it. So amazingfba.com/FB, F for Freddie, B for Bertie, or F for face, and B for book, is our Facebook group. So come join the conversation there. Give me feedback. So let's get into this. I'm going to just share my screen here. And let's get into the whole business of mindset. Let me lay out what we're going to be covering over the next few weeks. Okay, so let's talk about mindset and basically retraining your mind. This actually, the retrain your mind bit just came because I found a nice infographic to illustrate this to make it look pretty, but actually I think that is really what we're talking about. Now, mindset is something that I've no interest in becoming known for particularly, because it's you end up working with people with a poor mindset, and I'm not a therapist, I'm not a life coach, I have no interest in being a therapist really, although I respect the value of the work that therapists can do, as in psychotherapists. And I don't particularly want to be a life coach, although, you know, to some extent, I've had life coaches, very helpful, but I've realized that I can't avoid this. So this is an overview of the mindset portion, if you like, of our work over the next 3 months, and some quick wins as well, because people always want quick wins, and there are some to be had. I mean, quick in the sense of you can start today, the results will take some time, first caveat. So first of all, I'm not a guru, and I'm not into woo-woo stuff either. I think that I definitely resist this stuff, and I'm about the nuts and bolts. I'm a businessman, and I like business because it is, to some extent, rational. At least you can measure stuff by numbers and conversion percentages and things like that. I prefer the nuts and bolts of the niche source launch method that I was talking about, or overview system. So why are we bothering with this mindset and fluffy stuff? Why am I doing, in fact, a whole sort of mini series on this? Well, it turns out that self-management is the number one block to people starting businesses. And by the way, turns out from 2.5 years mentoring and 2 years of masterminds with new sellers, probably, I was trying to calculate this, but I've probably done over 25 mastermind meetings, and I don't know how many sessions, but probably over 200 or 300 individual sessions over the last 2 years. Quite possibly more, actually. It might be several hundred. So this is not theory, guys. This is why I've been forced into dealing with the mindset thing, because it turns out that it really, really is important. And then actually, it's not just important, it's the number one block to people moving. And then, of course, if I reflect on my own business successes and failures, it's exactly the same for me. I'm just as guilty of all this stuff. Lack of confidence really blocks people. You know, I still fall into that trap, and my coach gently chides me. I have a coach, which is fantastically helpful, business coach, gently chides me about that, which is important. Lack of motivation. And again, that comes down to the other thing, which is confusion, or a lack of goal clarity, I would say. Poor time management feels like it's the main problem. We had a mastermind on the weekend where we almost solely, that was 50% of the mastermind for one person, because that was the issue. And actually, yeah, time management is an issue, but it relates to the other ones. And we'll talk about a framework that encompasses more than time management, but includes that. Isolation, definitely being stuck behind a laptop all day trying to build a business is really, really difficult. And the solution, of course, is to not stay isolated. Get out there and contact people, whether it's a coach or a community or just a bunch of fellow sellers, even if they don't really know you very well. And fear. Fear is massive for humans in life ever, generally, I think. Right? And certainly for me, certainly for people I know, not just entrepreneurs. But it's something you absolutely have to have a handle on and a way of dealing with. Otherwise, you're never going to move forwards, because there's always reasons to be fearful, reasons to genuinely and responsibly be anxious. And you know, you can quite responsibly, if you talk to an accountant for long enough or a lawyer, quite easily freak yourself out about the possibilities of all the things that could go wrong and never do anything. Not saying you shouldn't talk to your accountant or your lawyer, by the way, you should, but you need to deal with it the right way. So resentment and self-pity, I've put on here as well. Sounds like a funny thing to talk about. What the hell's that got to do with entrepreneurship? Well, it turns out those are big blocks as well. Self-pity, like, oh, why has Eminem been nasty to me, is the biggest block between the people who are really successful and the people who just wander around on Facebook feeling sorry for themselves and never getting over something bad that happened. I've known people who've had products that just got bad competition and freaked out about it for the next 2.5-3 years, and it's not stood them in good stead. And I'm not criticizing, I'm just saying you need to learn to move over it, because I've known people who've had £500,000 a month account suspended for 3 months. Now that is tough. And they are now doing £1 million a month because they've bounced back from it. And that is the key. So turns out that good sellers, successful sellers, have good self-management. They have confidence. They have motivation. They have goal clarity. They have good time management. Doesn't mean all these things can't be improved, by the way. If you're good, you can become very good, and you need to become very, very good at these things in order to build a business that has, you know, success as well. They have connection, and they're smart enough to turn up at masterminds. And my experience is very, very clear that newbies who don't have a clue and really need connection and are really in isolation are terrible at turning up. And people who are really smart and self-motivated are smart enough to turn up very, very regularly. That's been my absolute experience with masterminds. By the way, this stuff comes from 2.5 years interviewing experts, many of whom are very serious sellers. 2.5 years in masterminds with power sellers as a member, and 1 year of running a mastermind for power sellers. What do I mean by power sellers? I guess the mastermind, the 10K collective that we've run till now, we may create even bigger ones in future, but for the moment, that one has a collective turnover of probably about £10 million a year. So it's quite significant people. The other thing is courage. Like I said, if you get suspended, if you get somebody suing you, whatever, if you get intellectual property allegations, all this bad stuff, it takes courage to deal with it. And you've got to have courage to push through the inevitable bad times. And these guys have gratitude, energy, and focus. In fact, the energy that comes off really great sellers is as much of a payoff, I think, as the money. They have confidence. They are different people. They're human beings. They, you know, they put their trousers on one leg at a time, and they're very flawed people like any of us, as well as good, but they have a certain characteristics about them that make them successful entrepreneurs specifically. Some have naturally got those. I think others have worked them, and to the extent I've had any success at all, I'm no guru and I'm no big seller, but definitely it's come from work. And by the way, working at this stuff has included some pretty alpha male people, including Arnold Schwarzenegger, who meditated for a decade back in the day when he'd finished building his property empire. Small fact that he actually was a property millionaire before he became an actor. Interesting. And Ben Cummings meditates most mornings before he starts his day. He's a sort of guru type, I suppose, an authority for sure in the Amazon space and a big seller. So I'm going to give you some quick wins first, and then we're going to talk about the framework for the bigger wins. First of all, helpful practices that I've personally found very, very helpful, and I know a lot of people have found helpful as well. Daily journaling, reviewing your day, gratitude lists, and meditation. Let's get into this. First of all, journaling is mostly about looking at your shortcomings or bad things that other people have done to you. You need to be aware of what has gone wrong, first of all. If you just bury it, you're going to carry it with you, and just it kind of it's not good for you to carry this stuff around with you. It's very proven that anger is very bad for your heart and blood pressure and things like that. Self-pity is going to kill you as an entrepreneur. You absolutely must get over that, or you will never, ever build a business, because people will throw rocks at you occasionally and you've just got to get over that. So admitting when you're wrong is very important. It sounds like a sort of unusual level of humility for an entrepreneur, and you can go through, there are certain red-faced, spouting, resentment-fueled people who've been, quote, successful in terms of making a lot of money, but who are famously in a position of authority now in a continent near you, in say, North America, for example, who are running the country based on resentment, and it's the results are plain to see. I don't want to get too political, but that's the closest I'm going to get. So yeah, it's not just about being some big I am and just thinking you're never at fault. Equally, the other thing, this may sound very weird thing to say in a business podcast, you need to forgive others when you turn out to be wrong. I'm not here to preach biblical wisdom or whatever, as some podcasts do. I'm not anti that. I'm not pro that. That's just not my style, not my thing. But this is just a fact that if you don't forgive others, like your supplier cocking up or other people attacking your listing or whatever, or the seller central reps being completely useless, I'm not saying that you have to become some kind of spiritual guru and meditate on their good health or whatever. But if you don't get over it, in short, and just move on, you're never going to be a success again. So forgiving other people for cocking up and forgiving yourself as well when you cock up, that's hard. And that's more typical of an entrepreneur to beat themselves up when they don't earn £1 million in a month within a year because that's what they wanted. Okay, that's fine. Admit that, you know, you probably had some part in that not happening, but equally you don't have to beat yourself up. Forgive yourself and move on. Why is this important? Why don't I just leave this stuff till I retire to the Bahamas having become mega rich? Well, trust me, I do this stuff daily sometimes, and sometimes I'm slack on it. And when I do it daily diligently, I really notice the change. I'm just calmer. I'm better able to deal with stuff. I'm just more professional, and employees notice it. You know, customers notice if I give them a sensible response to their ridiculous review or whatever it is. It just makes sense. It works. Trust me on this one. Gratitude, another massively popular practice with tons of very, very hyper successful people, it turns out. You've got to be aware of good things. It's so easy, so entrepreneur to go, I want to make £100,000 this month. And if I don't make that, life is shit. And the other thing is to say that you're going to only be happy when you make X amount of money, right? So making happiness dependent on goals is a really dodgy ground. That's a great way of giving yourself a heart attack or just being a miserable person. One of the most important things you can do is to be grateful for what you already have and also have aspirations for bigger things. It's not either or, it's both and. So if you're feeling bad about a particular area, it's really important that you make a list of 10 things to be grateful for there. For me, that would include Amazon as a whole. It's very easy to become aware after you've been selling for a while. The seller central reps are terrible. That Amazon has a terrible habit of suspending things. They'll shoot first when it comes to IP allegations. And soon you're in a bunch of hatred of the entire business. And that's not fun if that's where your business is based and focused. And actually, we've got to remember, Amazon brings us the shoppers. They bring us amazing conversion rates. They bring us an opportunity to create a business faster than anything else out there. And I'm not saying that you should or shouldn't write to Jeff Bezos at Christmas and on bended knee with gratitude and with tears flowing down your face. I'm not talking about that. I just mean whatever area of your life that you is going well, remember to be grateful for that. And if there's an area you're particularly struggling with, then that's particularly important to get into it. And again, if you're feeling envy or feeling cash poor or time poor, oh my God, I'm so busy, I never get a chance to rest, or oh my goodness, if only I had the money, it's so unfair. Particularly if you're using words like unfair, this is childhood language, I would suggest. With the greatest respect, world is unfair, but you can do something about aspects of that. And you need to remember, it's probably unfair that you're living in a lovely house with clean running water when most of the world is living on a dollar a day. That's just a fact. Go Google it. So remember to be grateful if you live in the West or anywhere with any wealth. The chances are you have an unbelievably good life compared to 90% of the world, and that is just fact. So if you've forgotten that fact, go and remind yourself. That doesn't mean you shouldn't try and live in the top 1% of the world or the 0.1%. By all means, be ambitious. But the weird thing about gratitude, and again, I don't know why this works, but I know it does, is that if you remember to be grateful, you are much more likely to be the kind of positive, happy person that will attract greater success. So go figure. I don't know why it works, but trust me on this one. If I skip this, I notice if I do it, I just have a better day, better week, better life. This is powerful stuff. Simple as well. Take 5 minutes, 2 minutes in the morning or the evening, whatever. Meditation. My favorite topic, not, but why bother? Is this something I'm very resistant to? I'm not into this spiritual stuff, as I've said before. I'm the last person who wants to be a guru or find one. But why bother? Because it teaches you to handle your emotions. And as an entrepreneur, you have to be emotionally fit because you will go through peaks and troughs. You'll think you can walk on water when you sell £100,000 worth of product in a month. And then you'll think that you're an idiot or that the world is full of idiots when, you know, somebody suspends that account. The truth is that you need to handle both. You need to stay focused, and focus is so important because clear-mindedness, it goes with that as well. Clarity equals power. And if you're very focused and you stay focused while most people around you are just fluffy or not really, you know, banging from one opportunity to another, the whole shiny object syndrome, you're going to get much more headway than they will. That's just a fact, I think, again, from what I've seen. You're going to enjoy life more as well, which is really important because it's going to take you a few years to get rich, even if it works beautifully. And in the meantime, you've got to enjoy the journey, or you may as well. You don't have to. You can be miserable as sin, but what the hell kind of life is that? What's the point of being rich and miserable? And by the way, I know several rich and miserable people. It's entirely possible, but that's not what we want, I would suggest. How to get started? Very simple, practical suggestions for me. I'm no guru about this. Just 5 minutes in the morning is fine. I simply use the Headspace app, which is free to start. I've also used the Calm app. The Headspace app has got a guy called Andy with a British voice. The Calm app is a sort of Californian type American voice. Take your pick. Just pick one and get on with it, I would say. There are loads and loads and loads of meditation classes around these days. I live in London, which is probably rich in such things, but most places I've been to, you know, small or large places, I've lived in lots of places in the UK anyway, lots of places have a transcendental meditation group, some of which may be based around Buddhist philosophy, but a lot of it isn't. It's just meditation practice. So why are we got to do this? I just want to hammer home how important it is. You've got to get over your hang-ups on this because it's so damn powerful. Again, it's not about religion or being spiritual. You don't have to be good at this, right? I'm terrible at this, but it still helps me. It's good enough for Arnie and Ben Cummings and other such alpha male people. I suspect there are other alpha males sitting possibly in the White House who don't do meditation and lack self-awareness. And you can see for yourself how that's panning out. I'm just saying. It's about training your brain. Okay, so you can treat it as a religious practice if you wish. And if you're religious, if you have traditions in your religion, whatever that is, then use it, tap into that. But again, you doesn't have to be. Again, you can skip this, but don't. If your head is full and you feel anxiety or angry, and that's going to happen to you as an Amazon seller specifically, this is super important. Do it on a good day and a bad day as well. So those are the quick wins for me. They're not quick. Journaling, gratitude, and meditation are the quick wins in the sense you can start today and it will take you a few minutes a day and will have a disproportionately massive effect on your mindset and your life, I would suggest, from my personal experience, right? None of this is fluff and theory. It's from my experience and that of my clients and students and mentees, whatever you call them. That said, though, the wins that you get from it will happen over time. So you've got to be diligent and put the work in first and then get the wins later. I think that the most important for a lot of this stuff is to get a clear framework. The three C's, as I call it, you've got to have a clear framework, a guide, and some companions. The three C's are a course, a community, and a coach. I think a framework, which can come, for example, in the form of a course, and here it's the form of a framework that we are going to use for the mindset episodes, there's no point in reinventing the wheel. So that's one reason to use it. Standing on the shoulders of the giants gives you a better view than staring at their ass, basically. It gives you confidence. It gives you milestones against which to mark your progress. You can benchmark yourself against others using the system. And the fact is, most successful people use frameworks and learn from other frameworks rather than reinventing the wheel because they're smart. The framework we're going to use for this mindset stuff is The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen Covey, as well as the other things that I'm chucking in, like the three habits that I think are really powerful and super easy to do and easy not to do as well, which is the meditation, the gratitude lists, and the journaling. By the way, journaling, I'm not saying you should write a book. Spend 3-5 minutes on it each evening, right? But this main framework, I've been thinking about this quite a lot and rereading several of my most powerful books in this area that I've personally have found actually really, really have actually helped me. But this is by far the best framework, I think. He's come up with an extraordinary, powerful framework that I found personally very effective. I've probably been trying my best to follow this framework for 20-odd years now. It's absolutely full of annotations and it's full of highlighting and underlining. Yeah, printed in 1989. So it's pretty old, but it stood the test of time. So this is a framework for our content for the next few weeks. First of all, inside out. So success is an inside job. And that's about the idea that it's not about the external trappings. You're not going to have the external trappings until you sort out your habits, your personal habits, and habits of thought and being as much as anything else. The next idea is being proactive, which is, again, huge. If you're used to being an employee and you are waiting for somebody to tell you what to do, that's quite wise in a corporate environment. If you go solo and start making your own decisions and randomly doing stuff, you might get fired. But as an entrepreneur, that is fatal. If you wait for something to happen, you'll be waiting till judgment day, and judgment will be you waited and you failed as an entrepreneur. So don't do that. Be proactive. Unbelievably important. We'll be getting into that and how to get yourself into that habit. Begin with the end in mind is also very, very important indeed. This is about goal clarity and also vision. I would say they're somewhat different things. Vision, I'd say, is big picture that you aspire to. You might not even tell anyone about it because it's so big and it's so personal to you. Goals are, right, let's get a damn product launched by within 6 months, by Christmas, by March, by whatever the next deadline is for you. And then put first things first. This is the time management thing. But notice it comes after inside out. So working on yourself and making sure your operating system, if you like, makes sense in the real world. It comes after being proactive. It comes after beginning with the end in mind. So it's important to note that time management as such is never going to sort you out. There are other problems. If you think you have time management problems, you almost certainly have other problems. So the other things I just want to mention, the other two C's are coaching and community. There's no point in reinventing the wheel. A coach can save you a lot of time and it gives you more confidence. And above all, it's real and active. It's not a theory that you look at a video and go, well, that's nice, and then don't do it. Because you got somebody to hold you accountable and move you through a framework, for example, a course. So if you feel that you're struggling, the course that we have is the amazingfba.com/PLP course, and you can check that out there. It's not open at the moment, but we're about to open that for business mid-October. Very exciting. But the mentoring will take you through the basic same framework, or it can deal with your personal situation and be tailored to you, whatever you need. But if you are struggling on your own, isolation is the biggest dream killer I can think of. So get in touch. And if you want to explore that, it's not a cheap option, but it's obviously very, very effective option. One-to-one work has always been the gold standard of learning for a good reason. So thanks very much for listening to this show and watching the video. If you haven't watched the video, I've got a nice presentation on PowerPoint there. So it's a bit different from the usual thing. So you can get yourself over to the Amazing FBA YouTube channel. You can watch that all in the comfort of your own home. Thanks very much for watching or listening, and I'll speak to you in the next show.